311.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the 311 radio show here on VOB 92.9 FM. As you join us every Sunday, we say thank you for being with us, our 311 radio show extended family, for joining us every week. I know that there are some who actually, if they're unable to join, head to the website, vob929.com, and they listen to the podcast and or head to Facebook where they can watch the video recording as well. I'm Krista J. Paul, and we have with us today Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer Natasha Ford. Hello, Officer Ford.
Hello, hello, hello. And how are you? Pleasant good afternoon to each and every one of you listening this afternoon.
Yes, I am well. I'm well on the whole. God is good.
Imagine all the time.
Yes. Imagine we're at the second to last Sunday in November 2021. Oh. We were just saying Happy New Year.
Oh, yes.
You know, I cannot believe the time has flown so quickly. Officially, the hurricane season ends on the 30th of November. Thankfully, God has saved us from this.
Oh, yes, it right? is true. But with global warming, I don't know if we can say that.
I was just about to say that, you know, as I said, these days are funny nights.
Oh, yes.
So, you know, we don't know what's going to happen, but, you know, we're thankful for being brought through this so far. Yes. All right.
Of course.
So we have a few things to talk about today. And, you know, even though we've mentioned these before, we've discussed them before, you're still seeing this happen, but you also want to talk about the online inspection. So let me just hand things over to you.
All right. So as you would have known, a couple of weeks back, I came and I say to you that, well, our process, the online application form has changed and we've made it easier for persons to now access the facility, access the application without having to come to the Barbados Fire Service headquarters to fill out all that paperwork. So we're stopping from killing the trees. We're contributing to that. We're saving plants.
Amen.
Good. Now, on top of that, one of the things that I want persons to recognize and to understand is that because we have gone online and the application is online, looking all spacious and brand new and everything else, if I'm not good, yeah. Anyhow, we're getting to all that. But one of the things that we're getting quite a bit of, now, this is you, Krista J. You have a business place. Your business place was inspected last year, say, March. Your certificate is normally for a year. So if you were inspected on March 21st, it means that the certificate then is valid March 21st, 2021.
Okay.
However, within that period, you would say to yourself, you know what, when the business ain't going on, we got COVID here, nobody ain't doing this, and nobody ain't doing that. But then all of a sudden, you recognize certain things start to take place within the economy. We see society starting to open back up. So therefore, we have the cruise ships coming in, bringing more tourists. You know, the tourists can want some place to stay, the ones that come by plane, not necessarily by ship.
Right.
Oh, follow me with this story. Now, understand this. The ones that come by plane, as I said, they want some places. So they can stay hotel, villa, or apartment.
B&B, Airbnb.
Exactly. No, on top of that, there. So before you can do that, you see the hotels, the villas, and the apartments, they have to be covered with their fire safety certificate.
Yes, yes.
Ministry of Tourism says that. So when you then do your certificate back up in March, and now you realize the season opened up and things look in a certain way, you know, applying for your certificate come November. All right. So you had March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, 8 months later, almost a whole year. All right. But now you are expecting the officers to work miracles because you sent in your application just now. 8 months later. Now, one of the things that I want persons to recognize and persons to see is that when you look at that form, and it was on the form before, if you used to follow our website, you would see that we ask that you at least make application for renewal 6 weeks prior to the expiration date of that certificate. So you don't wait until after March the 21st to make the application. You're supposed to make that 6 weeks before the expiration date. And I mean, with so much technology around us, put it inside your phone, put it inside your calendar. Right. Every time I open up my computer, there's always this reminder, the 311 radio show. And I'm like, really? You can't come another Thursday? Only kidding. But we have technology, utilize technology. And I'm sure it's not just one person who's doing it. So when you get your certificate, you don't have to wait until you get that physical diary. It's not like when you go to the dentist or the doctor, they say, oh, I can't schedule for an appointment yet because we don't have the barriers.
Right, yes. Remember those days? Oh my God.
You go there. These people can remember me. But anyhow, yes, that is what we're asking persons to do. Be mindful. Look at your date. Make sure you haven't gone past your expiration date. What you do then is if everybody waits until things start to happen, we start to open back up, it means that you're going to create a bottleneck. You're going to overwhelm the system. It is pretty much what we've been talking about with the same COVID. Persons are asking, you know what, don't wait until you're feeling, you know what, all these symptoms. Exactly. You go beforehand. What can be treated early, you treat it early so that you don't develop these full symptoms and then you're overwhelming the system.
Right, right.
So it all boils back down to
same, that. Same that's true. Thing. That's a good analogy.
Thank you very much. I should get A in my English class.
I agree. Yes.
But despite that, yes, we're still there. We're still doing our inspections. Sorry, I just shifted a bit. We're still continuing with the inspections and everything. And we're trying to make sure that Barbados is still covered and persons have some place safe to work in, safe environment where they can invest in Barbados. And, you know, it is at this point in time that we need to keep persons comfortable because at the end of the day, we do have that responsibility and we will be held accountable if we don't have systems in place.
That's right. That's right. I noted that you started off with the villas and hotels, etc. And we would think that there are some places, some industries that would have their administrative work all together, you know, but not necessarily so. And so is it a case where if it is not up to date, what's the penalty? Is it that by law, they're not supposed to open their doors? They're not supposed to accept visitors? Is that it?
Well, the Ministry of Tourism would have to go that route and speak to them because they are supposed to be covered. From our end now, persons who operate without a fire safety certificate, the chief fire officer, along with the labor office, chief labor officer, has the right to go into any business and close it from carrying out operations because it means that they're not following the required act. They don't have their certificate in place, which means that the building was not inspected for fire compliance. So how can we ask persons then to come and stay within these places, not knowing if they are safe to inhabit? It's like you're taking that chance. I don't know. You see your rusty car there, so brand new. You just say, oh, I want to get tongue fast. So you know what? You're going to hop in there and pray. That it gets you down to town with the doors falling off or the axle scraping on the ground.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so basically that's what we're doing. We're taking a chance. Mm-hmm. But that is not to say that because we do inspections that things cannot happen. At the end of the day, I want you to recognize, and persons hearing me recognize, that we operate in a society where persons bring their culture and their behavior into the work environment. So if you're some person or customer at home keeping your home looking a certain way, you're going to do it within the work environment. If
That's true.
Clean the grease from around your sofa and you're at home and it looks like something from down Bass's Road or something like that, you know, one of those coal pots where you use copious amounts of grease at the end of the day, what is going to happen within the work environment? And believe you me, the work environment, we're using more oils and greater heat that we're using at home. So, and the thing is, it is an ongoing process. So yes, you get up, say what, 7 o'clock, you make breakfast, you turn off your stove, that's the end of you. Unless you have a house full of 50 something people that you got to be cooking every minute. Within those environments now, you have persons who always want our cuisine, our delicacy. They want to taste the Barbadian way.
Right.
And you can't say no.
Right.
You have to make sure that you provide the service that these people ask for.
Exactly. Well, that's what you're supposed to do.
customer service.
Right.
So when I say I want my French toast with powdered sugar and strawberries and blueberries on the side, let me behave. I already feel you coming on. You can't say no. You have to be constantly going. So which means that these machinery are under more pressure, more doing more work than what we're doing at home. So therefore, maintenance is highly important and ensuring that you would have had your safety checks. Sometimes we go in there, you recognize persons would have been operating and there's a break in the gas line. And they don't know that. They didn't see that because they don't do physical checks. So when you go in there as the officer, that's what I like to say. We have a malicious job. You need to be malicious. This is one of these cases where you don't have to peek behind the curtain.
Right.
You can actually go out there and you can do it big and bold.
That's right. Oh, my word. And especially since, you know, if things weren't in operation for 8-9 months, you know, and you need to do your checks, you definitely need to do your checks because you don't know what corrosion or anything
that
exactly hole, wasn't that being maintained.
You know how we call webs up inside of there. Yeah.
The same way you would, right. You'd probably change the sheets, but you wouldn't think of checking the gas line in the stove. You
Not
know,
at all.
So that's important. That is important.
We've gone into establishments where we've seen before. And it needs something specific. I would love to show you these pictures because sometimes they just leave me in awe. I'm like, really? And how have you been doing this all along?
Well, and she said, I'm sure she says that with a big smile on her face.
You know the lady, of course. Most professional.
Yes, of course.
Got to check and see if anybody complained for me. Right. So I mean, sometimes you go into establishments and I'm asking myself at the point in time when persons were running these lines and such, like they didn't consider that persons have to be, you will fight, like example, picture it. You have deep fat fryers and you have the commercial stove with the grills and everything else inside of there. And behind that, you have the line for the gas main running behind the equipment. Mm-hmm. And there's also the turn-off valve behind the equipment. So if anything happens with that equipment, it means that you have to put yourself within the danger zone, within that danger environment to see if you can reach that turn-off valve. And these are things that persons on a regular basis do not take into consideration. They don't think about. You would hear us telling persons about the LPG cylinders, storing them at home. But then when you go into these kind of organizations and you see these things within these environments, it then says, you know what? People are not taking safety and health at work seriously.
Yes.
It's either they're not taking it seriously or they're not adequately trained to deal with things like these. So when you're going there, that's why I always ask, do you have somebody from your safety and health committee who can walk around? Because it doesn't make sense me seeing it and I'm not, you know, enforcing it or saying to you, you know, what this is what we're dealing with. You need to change this. You need to have it rectified as soon as possible. And as soon as possible is not 3 years later down the line, because it means if something should happen to anybody within that environment, within the organization, my sleep can be disturbed, especially if I have to sign off on it.
Yes.
And I intend to get as maximum sleep as possible. 8 hours, they say. So
there you go.
That's what we're asking persons as much as possible. You know what? Be mindful of what you're doing. Walk around. All right. Yes, it is a familiar environment. But at this point in time, behave like it is not. Behave like this is some place you've not gone into the first time. Look at things through a different lens. See what you can pick up on. And you know what? Criticize. Can this here be done differently? That is the only way we are going to bring about some change.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm hoping that every hotel, villa, Airbnb owner, whoever you are, wherever you are, that is hearing us right now, will really take heed, because as you said, the labor officer, chief labor officer, can go in and shut down anytime. And safety and health at work is more important. It's so very important. Okay, so let's just remind them that they have a 6-week period to apply
for.
Right.
Finish it off, say it correctly.
Oh, I'm sorry. Before the expiration of their fire certificate. right?
Or for those who like English, prior to the expiration date.
That's correct. That's correct. Thank you, madam. Right? So prior to the expiration date of the fire certificate, 6 weeks prior,
yes,
you should have that inspection taken care of so that your operations won't have to be disturbed. And nobody wants to have disturbed operations. Not when you see the tourists coming in the island and, you know, you're finally getting business on. And yes, you remember to change the sheets, but you did not update your fire certificate. So
not at all.
Yes. So let's remember this. Okay. So you also wanted to talk about something that we've been preaching about for so long, and we still have people engaging in indiscriminate burning. And I know that's a pet peeve for the Barbados Fire Service, especially for Madam Officer Ford.
I was hoping you didn't say that, because I think it's at this point in time, you know, when we're dealing with children and we want children to behave a certain way, we use discipline as a means of teaching them. I didn't say abusing. I said discipline.
Yes.
Discipline could be in the form you talk to the child. If they still don't do what you want, or they're still not doing what it is that you would like to see them doing, then we use another approach. We take away something that they like. Mm-hmm. So there are different means of discipline before we get punitive, where we can get the belt and put every ounce of strength like my mother used to do within that first lash. And the second, and the third, and every syllable she pronouncing. No, I was not a hard-ears child. But at the end of the day, yes, we've talked about this. I mean, it is like we're beating a dead horse. It feels that way. But at the end of the day, we know that there's some persons who are hearing and some persons who are trying to make that change. And then we have some persons who just have absolutely no regard for other people. And I make no apology for saying it like that, because we're living in a society where we are so individualistic that we don't care about other people. And for those persons today, I'm begging you, I mean, how would you feel with all that is going on? We don't know when we will encounter some sort of health challenge. You don't know when your day will be. Some of us get up on mornings and we feel absolutely fine, like me, for example. And then within the next 2 weeks, something can go drastically wrong. You go into the wrong environment where there's a lot of dust, smoke, whatever the case is, and things can turn for you. Persons out there with asthma, they can tell, or other respiratory ailments, they can tell you.
Yes.
I mean, you don't have to be born with it. Most people think that you have to be born with these things. You don't have to be. Yes, I was born with sinus. Before, it never used to bother me, didn't used to affect me. But then recently here and now, I don't know if it's because I'm getting younger.
Of course.
It has been. And as I'm saying, for other persons out there, you don't know what is going to happen to you at the end of the day. And when you continue to burn indiscriminately, when you continue to affect your neighbor, and we have children at home doing studies, and we know that a lot of our young children have lots of respiratory ailments. Mm-hmm. People just talk about asthma, but there are more out there than that. We have people out there with COPD, which is a chronic infection. The lungs, they need to be on oxygen, let it be low dose or whatever the case is. We have persons out there who are still recovering from COVID. They may have left the facility, but they're still at home and they are recovering. Their lung capacity has not come fully back up as yet. They're still striving, you know what, to make sure that their SpO2, which is their oxygen level within the blood, is up to a certain range. And then of course, you go and
you also have thousands on home isolation as well.
Exactly. Yes, I completely forgot the home isolation. And you're correct. We have those persons within those environments, and you're out there burning indiscriminately. What are you doing to these people? It means that you're forcing them to inhale all of these different carbons within the air.
Yes.
And it is not fair. And we've asked you repeatedly over and over. And there are some persons, it doesn't act as a deterrent. But what I will say now, I don't think I said before, is that you persons who are suffering on a continuous basis because of these selfish, only thinking about themselves, individuals, And yes, I'm being very mellow.
I know.
I'll say to you this, if you recognize that there is a pattern with these people's behavior, that is, you know, anytime they get up Monday down to Friday or down to Saturday, then again, no. They go from Monday to Monday, they're burning. I don't know what they're burning, so, but they're burning. Use your phone at this point in time. You have technology. 311 is free. 211 is free. Make a report to the police. When you make a report to the police and you build a case, because we always thought we have to build a case. Also, keep it written down as well. I have a chief who always like to say, if it ain't written, it never happened.
That's so real. Mm-hmm. That's real.
Yeah.
That's real.
And I'm like, you know what? Made so much sense.
Yeah.
So keep your own log. Report these to the Barbados Fire Service. As I said, the number is 311. So we also have a report. And there's something called, well, indiscriminate burning, nuisance burning, whatever the name is at this point. You know what I mean.
Yes, yes.
They use so much words for the morning, so some words just disappear. I think I use my average for the day.
Okay.
So the thing is, you have a trail now. You can prove your point. And these persons, if we're not lazy in carrying out our duties, can be prosecuted.
Okay.
So now I'm putting the ball back in your court as the victim. Do not let these people continue to make your life a living nightmare.
Mm-hmm. Because you, that's exactly something what it is.
That you can do. It is a nightmare.
Mm-hmm. You know, I know of someone who was constantly experiencing this, where her neighbor was just always burning indiscriminately. Her daughter has asthma. She has asthma. And it was really, really affecting them. When there was in-person school, there were some schools that would have had to be constantly being closed from bushfires and from indiscriminate burning. But then those children are not in school. They're at home. And so, you know, there's not like this group where you can see it's affecting the whole group. That's right. Because you're at home and you're experiencing it. You know, so there's no closing down of school to go home or anything like that. It's not fair. It's not fair. Well, I'm glad that you mentioned that people have the right to take that action and that they shouldn't be afraid to take it because it is necessary. It's important for them to do so, to make the report to say, this is what is happening to me, to make the log to say, this is what is happening. This is what we're experiencing. And let the authorities deal with it because, you know, they may not want to talk to you for a while, but that's okay. Your health is more important than if your neighbor is upset with you or not.
If you're 6 feet down, are you going to be bothered? But if your neighbor speaks to you or not, hello, give me a break. At the end of the day, speech belongs to the Lord.
Is that a phrase somewhere? Speech belongs
to the Lord.
Oh my word.
I'm not advocating that we should not get along with our neighbors.
I understand.
That is not what I'm saying this morning.
Right? I understand.
But I just want persons to know there are some people who you just can't get along with.
Right.
As the reality of life.
Right.
You would try to speak to them on more than one occasion on their own level. Mm-hmm. And if you recognize that nothing is happening, then you've done all you can.
Yes, exactly.
Keep tight.
Exactly. And we just cannot be afraid to make the move to say what we need to say when we need to say it, you know. So, yes, ma'am. So as we wind down, we have a few more minutes left. And I know that you also wanted to make people remember the fact that, yes, Christmas is coming and, you know, Independence is, well, now will be next week, the 30th. But Christmas is coming and there are those who are ready to get their candles. You know, I always tease Officer Jason Collins because we know how much he loves candles, not.
And, that's why he needs to be back at work.
Oh, my. You would have shared a video with me on the importance of not throwing water on candle wax. So
that's correct.
Go ahead.
So we're seeing Christmas, but the thing is, yes, you see more people buying at Christmas, but all year round, you see people, they go into the stores and they're checking out the candles and, oh, this one smells like brown sugar and this one smells like cinnamon. And, you know, they want to set all sorts of moods and whatever else. I myself, I will say that I am guilty. I do love the scented candles. I don't use those big exposed ones. The ones that I use is, there's this ceramic thing, you put the little candle in, you put the oil on top, and then the heat from the candle would... So for me, that's my little safe haven, my little safe zone. But then there are persons who are more into the other candles, those big candles, you light them, you leave them in the house, and they give off this fragrance that is... My concern is with those, and I know that we've been saying to persons, you know, try to avoid the candles, but... when persons are out there manufacturing candles that smell like these, how am I going to say to you, avoid using candles and buying candles and whatever else? We have to be realistic. And for me, being realistic is saying to persons, when you're going to be using these candles, make sure that you put them in an environment or some place where if they should get knocked over, it is not going to catch anything close by. Or the chance of it being knocked over is minimal. And again, if anything should happen, the last thing that you should even think about doing is getting water to throw on that. If you have the opportunity to view this video, you would see that once the water reacts with the wax, it behaves something like a grease fire. And persons would think, well, candle, wax, no, I'm saying to you, you have technology, use technology. Google the video, go on our Instagram page, Barbados Fire Service, and you can see these videos as well. We are sending out plenty of tips via our Instagram page. So don't get left behind. Come on.
Yes. Wow, that's good information, you know, because the first thing we want to do is throw water, as would have been shown in the video, but we can't. So we have to contain the oxygen. Or,
oh, here she.
Thank you.
Yes.
You have to just contain the oxygen so that the fire wouldn't have anything to be fueled by. So,
it is so true. Learning has taken place. I can take a break next week. She'll do the whole show.
I vote, I decline. Oh man. Well, thank you so much, Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer Natasha Ford, for sharing with us today. We were reminded of the online inspection. Can you just remind everyone of their website?
Website is fireservice.gov.bb, not Barbados Fire Service. fireservice.gov.bb. Go to inspections, click on the tab, and the form comes up. You can fill all your information there at that point in time. You can also decide to do the online payment there as well.
All right. Thank you so much. And word to the wise, remember, no indiscriminate burning, and do not throw water on wax when it's on fire. All right. Thank you, Officer. God bless. I am Krista J. Paul. Remember, you can always log on to VOB929.com and listen to the podcast, or you can watch the recording of today's program on VOB929FM's Facebook page. God bless and have a fantastic week. And as we always say,
fire prevention is our intention. Bye-bye. Protecting life and property. Call 311. Promoting fire safety. Call 311. Enforcing safety standards. Call 311. Even rescuing animals. Call 311. Jaws of life and accidents. Men and women of resilience. Teaching who extinguishes. Rescue and life savers. Call 311. When there is a crisis, you can depend on the Barbados Fire Service, 311.